Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Pastor's going to say that every week. Amen. Glory to God. Because the Bible says there's nothing you can do against the truth. And that's why God dwells in truth. Amen. Because there's nothing you can do against him. He's God Almighty, the all-powerful one. Well, we thank God for you, beloved. Glory to God. So glad that God permitted you, glory to God, to be in your right mind and listening to the program tonight, amen, because we're going to get into his word, glory to God. Glory to God. He permits us and gives us the privilege to open up, glory to God, the wonderful word of God, his word. Glory to God. We're in Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the book of Proverbs. We're in the 19th chapter, and this week we're considering the 21st verse. Glory to God. And Proverbs 19:21 says, in the King James Version, it says, there are many devices in a man's heart, many devices or plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Men have many things that they have on the stove, on the back burner, and on the front burner. Many plans and schemes and things that they want to do. Amen? Glory to God. There's many devices in a man's heart. Glory to God. And some of those stand, and some of them don't stand. Amen? But the Bible says, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. I was in the Word of God earlier this week, and God always he explodes in my mind when I read some of his word. I was reading in the Positive Thinking Bible a verse, and it said, my son, listen to me. Listen to me. I couldn't read any further. I couldn't read any further. You know, with all the voices that you hear, and all the one of the reasons you're tired when you get home at night is because in urban areas, there's so much noise and so many voices and so much commentary and opinions and things that you hear. Amen? And God said in his word, my son, listen to me. Listen to me. Amen? And then I thought about verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're hearing so much counsel from the ungodly. But God says, listen to me. I thought about the times when I see people going wrong. Amen? Why? Because they're not listening to God. They're listening to the opinion of their best friend, or they're listening to the opinions of their parents or someone. Amen? But God said in his word, listen to me. Listen to me. Amen? Listen to my counsel. And tonight, this verse says, counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Amen? In other words, when you get in this word and you get God's counsel on something, that stands. Amen? What your friend said, they may love you, but what they say, that might just be their opinion. And their opinion is not necessarily right. It's just their opinion. They could have a strong opinion and it'd be wrong. You know, Hitler had a strong opinion, and he was completely wrong. Amen? Glory to God. Judas had an opinion, and he turned out to be totally wrong. A person, just because they have an opinion, don't make them right. Amen? Their counsel to you doesn't stand. Amen? And the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So all of that noise that you hear all day long on the news media, in social media, at your job, wherever you might be, amen? All that noise, that's just noise, amen? But the counsel, what God speaks to you, that's what's ultimately going to stand. And men have all kinds of plans and things in their mind that they want to do. They all kinds of things. But the counsel to them from God, that's what's ultimately going to stand. And aren't you happy about it, that what God says is going to come to fruition? Amen? Glory to God. Now, in the Positive Thinking Bible, Proverbs 19:21 says, we may make a lot of plans, but the Lord will do what he has decided. God will do what he has decided. Amen? Glory to God. Men make a lot of plans, but what God says, that's what's going to come to fruition. That's what's going to happen. Amen? And for an example, let's go to Genesis 37 to see the plans of men, but then what God has purposed, that is what's going to come to fruition. In Genesis 37, verse 19, very familiar verses of scripture. This is when Joseph's brother, he came to check on them, and they grabbed him and threw him in a pit. Verses 19 and 20. And they said, this is Joseph's brothers talking, and they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what shall come of his dreams. Amen? Glory to God. They had a purpose in their mind. They had planned for Joseph. They were going to destroy Joseph. Glory to God. And they cast him into some pit. Glory to God. And they were going to make up a story that some evil beast devoured him. In fact, that's what they did, go home and tell their father Jacob happened to Joseph. Amen? Because that was their plan. They had thought it up real quick, but that was their plan. But God had another plan. And the counsel of the Lord, God's purposes, is what stood. Nothing happened to Joseph by them. Amen? They sold him to Ishmaelite merchantmen. And Ishmaelites were also called, it slipped my memory just for a second, man. Midianites, that's it. Midianites. They were also called Midianites. Glory to God. And Joseph was sold into the hands of the Midianites. Why? Because we know, because we're saints of God, we know what trouble means. And Joseph had trouble. His brothers sold him into slavery, amen? Sold him to Ishmaelite merchantmen. But we know what trouble means. We know that trouble simply means repositioning. See, in the world, they think trouble is, oh, my gosh, we don't ever want any trouble, and trouble is terrible. Trouble is really, it's repositioning. How could God get Joseph down into Egypt? He couldn't go to his dad and say, would you let Joseph go down into Egypt? Jacob would have said, are you crazy? That's the son of my old age. He's not going nowhere. I'm not letting him go nowhere. Joseph had to be torn away. That's the only way God could get him down there. So his brothers, they had plans. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, God's purposes, that's what stood. That's what came to fruition. Amen? And it had to go through to reposition him. God had to let him experience trouble. And then when Joseph was down in Egypt, he had more trouble. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him of rape. Why? That was trouble that came into his life. But what was that? That was repositioning, because he couldn't have been seen by Pharaoh somewhere else. He had to be in Pharaoh's dungeon. He had to be placed in Pharaoh's dungeon, What got him there? Trouble. Trouble got him there. How did we get redeemed? Jesus had trouble. They arrested him, falsely accused him, put him on false trial. The police did police brutality on him. Glory to God, beat him up even before he was tried. They were beating on him, police brutality. They drug him off, hanged him on the cross, looked like trouble. What was that? Repositioning him. Glory to God. He got glorified. He got glorified and was seated on the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. And given a name above every name because of his magnificent obedience to God. And because he wanted to redeem us back to God for all time. He had to experience trouble to be repositioned. See, we know that as saints. In the world, they look at trouble because they don't know anything. They walk in darkness. Beloved, you have divine favor, and you know all things, and you have the mind of Christ. So you understand what trouble really is, repositioning. Oh, I got fired down on my job. I got trouble. Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, when I talk to people, they found a better job. They found a better job. God repositioned them to another job. Amen? See, we know what trouble really is. Trouble is repositioning. And if you think about it, you'll see that that happens so many times. Amen? Glory to God. I remember when I was in the Navy, got in trouble. They sent me to the Marine Corps. Amen? Glory to God. It was trouble. Glory to God. I was sent to the Marine Corps. Never enjoyed it more in my life. Had fun. Had a great deal of fun. I was so glad that I was transferred to the Marine Corps, Lord, because the Navy and the Marine Corps work together. Amen. The Marine Corps get all their chaplains and they get all of their corpsmen and they get a bunch of other stuff from the Navy. Amen. And on every Navy ship, there is a detail of Marines. If somebody is going to give an order to the captain, if they've got communication. They don't walk in on the bridge and hand it to the captain. Who do they hand it to? They hand it to a Marine, and he walks over to the captain and puts it in the captain's hands. Amen? Glory to God. And so they're not technically one branch, but we work together. Amen? And glory to God. But I was repositioned, amen? But as a young man in the world, I wasn't saved then, so I thought trouble was bad. Oh, trouble, I'm in some kind of trouble there. They're sending me to the Marine Corps. What did I do? Glory to God. Come to find out, I never had so much fun. And the boys were so funny. We had a good time, amen? I don't mean that all the assignments were fun, but I mean the guys that I were with. They were so much fun. We had a good time. But I thought it was trouble, amen? If you'll really think about it deeply, not shallow, deeply. Look, it rains, amen? Glory to God. But we need rain. It causes the grass and the vegetation to grow up, amen? To flourish, amen? It's trouble. We run from the rain. Oh, let's get out of the rain. Let's get out of the rain. Rain brings life. Water brings life, amen? Glory to God. But you have to think about these things deeply. And we can because we have the light. We have God's light, God's word, amen? And when we think deeply, we see these wonderful treasures that God has left for us to discover, amen, and get excited about. But the world, they cringe from all kinds. They cringe because they have no understanding. They're blind. They're walking blind. And when the blind leads the blind, what happens? They both fall into the ditch, amen? They don't know that the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand, amen? And so Joseph went down into Egypt, glory to God, because he had to be repositioned. He had to experience trouble. And then he had to be repositioned to Pharaoh's dungeon. And then he had to be repositioned up where Pharaoh was, amen? Glory to God. All that was a picture. That was a type of Christ. Joseph was a type of Christ. God sent him ahead to save the whole world from drought. And at the same time, God sent Jesus, not the same time, but it's a picture of it. He sent Jesus to save the whole world from sin. Amen. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Oh, beloved, we were talking about Proverbs 19:21. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. So the counsel, how he counsels you from his word, that shall stand. And if that shall stand, that's what you should build your life on. Something that cannot fail, amen, that has to come to pass, that stands, amen. So you want God's word, amen, because that's nothing's going to change that. That's going to happen, amen. We want to look at Isaiah 14:24. And Isaiah 14:24 says, the Lord of hosts have sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, glory to God, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul? Who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Amen? Glory to God. The counsel of the Lord, the purposes of the Lord, that shall stand. And this 27th verse says, for the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? When God purposes a thing, who shall disannul it? Who can tell him, I'm sorry, but that can't come to pass? Amen. He'll say, excuse you. Last time I checked, I was God Almighty. Glory to God. And it says, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out. And who shall turn it back? Amen. Glory to God. The purposes of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Amen. And then we go to Hebrews, the sixth chapter, starting at the 13th verse. And it says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Amen. And that promise, by the way, is found in Genesis 22:16 and 17. But here it, in the 14th verse it says, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, that is, after Abraham had patiently endured, waiting for the promise, God promised him that he would have a son of promise. Amen. Glory to God. And so Abraham had to patiently endure. It says he obtained the promise. You see that 15th verse? Hebrews 6:15. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, when I was working on my notes tonight to write this down, when I got to patiently endure, telling you something, I felt that thing, and I'm telling you that that's the word tonight for somebody. Glory to God. That's the word for somebody, glory to God. You've been waiting and praying and believing and standing in faith, glory to God. And tonight, look at that 15th verse. And God says, and the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another of his child. Abraham was his child and you his child. Amen. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And the word for you tonight is to patiently endure. Patiently endure. Amen. Start practicing even more patience. Start practicing even more patience. You know, Joseph, when he was in the dungeons, glory to God, he had to patiently endure. And we saw how he patiently endured. Because when the baker and the butcher was in there, the baker and the butler was in the dungeon, glory to God, Joseph busts in the cells one morning and says, "Why are you guys?" I'm not quoting. I'm paying. You know the story, okay? You know the story. He says, "Why are you guys? Why are you looking so sad today? Why are your faces? Why are your countenances all drawn up and everything? What's happening with you?" Amen. Glory to God. Now he's talking to them, but look at the picture of him. Here he is, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, thrown in Pharaoh's dungeons. And the keeper of the dungeon makes him a slave of the slaves. Amen. He had to take care of slaves that were thrown in there, prisoners that were thrown in Pharaoh's dungeon. He had to take care of them. Amen. So you're being falsely accused. You're down in a dungeon, and you got to take care of the people. And yet he could spring into the cell and say, "Hey, you guys, why are you so sad today, by the way? Look at your faces." Wow. What was he doing? He was patiently enduring. You know, in Philippians 4:4, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." Oh, he was in a palace when he wrote that, right? He had trays of food all around him. He had soft clothing on. All he had, no. He was in prison. Glory to God. He was in prison, soon to have his head cut off. Amen. Glory to God. And in prison he wrote, "I tell you to rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always." Always. Why? You're not happy for where you find yourself, but you're happy because Jesus is the answer. He's the way out. He's going to get you out. Oh, you're coming out of there because the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And God says, "I'll help you. I hold your right hand. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be with you. My promises never fail. And what I promised you is going to come to pass. All you have to do is patiently endure." Don't give up now. Don't. You know, when you're in a race, have you? When I was in high school, I was on the track team in cross country. And you'd be running a race. And now when the race first starts, oh, man, you're just hopping up and down. You're exercising before the race. But when that gun goes off, you're running, and you're thinking about what strategy you're going to use. And your body is feeling good, and you're just stretching out. But, my friend, oh, maybe 20 yards before the finish line, you got your head back. Your mouth is wide open. Your mouth breathing now. You're trying to get every ounce of air you can into your lungs. Every muscle in your body is straining. You're tired. You can see the finish line. It's right there. And you, with every muscle you got, you're trying to get there. Amen? It seems like just before the finish line, boy, your head is back. The lactic acid is building up in your muscles. You're sore. You're fighting to get to that finish line with everything you have. Amen. It seems like it's hard. Amen. You have to patiently endure and keep running. Glory to God. Glory to God. And tonight, this is the word of the Lord for somebody. Glory to God. You've been in the race. You're three quarters finished. Amen. Glory to God. Put that head back and patiently endure. Tell yourself, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. God is my answer. God is helping me. He promised that he said he holds my right hand and that he would help me. He said he'd never leave me or forsake me. He loves me. Amen. And he told me that no weapon that is formed against me prospers, and that I can make it through him because Jesus Christ strengthens me. He told me that I could do all things because the Lord Jesus strengthens me and makes it possible for me to make it. And I'm going to make it. All I have to do is patiently endure. The prize is there. Glory to God. It's there, glory to God, because God promised it. Glory to God. And I have it. And the Bible says that God, when he could promise, look at verse 17, wherein God willingly more abundant to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. What that mean, immutability? The concept or the idea was that God wanted to prove to Abraham and to his seed, glory to God, that, glory to God, when he couldn't, that what he said would absolutely, unequivocally, without fail, come to pass, and that what he said, his promises could not be broken. And so to make sure that Abraham understood that his promises would not be broken, he swore by an oath. And then he went even further. He said, glory to God, I can't find anybody greater to swear by, so I'm going to swear by myself, glory to God, that what I say, that in blessing, I'm going to bless. Amen? And that's what he's doing. He daily loads you up with blessings. Amen? He lets you know that his counsel to you, it's impossible to fail. What he's promised you, it's impossible to fail. So patiently endure. Amen? God is for you. Who can be against you? Nothing or nobody can turn it around. God's purposes, nothing can turn that around. Glory to God. You Joseph's brothers, all of them got together and tried to turn around what God had showed Joseph in a dream. They said, let's see what happens to this old dreamer. We're going to mess him up, and then we'll see what happens. You know what happened to his dream? Exactly what God said. Because they came, years later, they came, and they bowed down to Joseph. When they came into Egypt, they had to buy grain. And they thought that Joseph was just another Egyptian that was treating them unfairly and mean. But they didn't know that was their own brother. And they came in and they bowed down. And even Jacob, his father, when he came down in Egypt, bowed down. Amen? Joseph's dream came to pass. Why? Because the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Amen? Now, the Egyptians had plans for Joseph, and Jacob had plans for Joseph, and his brothers had plans for Joseph. But whose plans ultimately stood? God's plans for Joseph. That's what stood. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And the counsel of the Lord that's in the Bible, it says that to patiently endure that you might inherit the promise. Patiently endure, beloved. Patiently endure. Glory to God. Put your head back and just keep going forward. Amen. Just keep claiming that I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. The miracle is mine. The victory is mine. Amen. I'm empowered to prosper. Glory to God. And God is on my side. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And because God is on my side, my older brother, Jesus Christ, is going to bring me out. Glory to God. He's going to bring me out. You know, the Lord told us in the last Sabbath day, his word for us was that he was going to teach us and lead us. And boy, did that word turn out to be a true word from heaven, because I already got about two or maybe even three pages of instructions. He said he was going to teach us and instruct us. Whoa, that very day, he starts sending me instructions. Amen? Glory to God. Why? Because he said that he was going to turn it around, and he was going to help us, and he was going to instruct us, and he was going to show us the way. And then I think it was yesterday when I read, the Lord said, my son, my child, listen to me. I said, boy, that's a key. That's a key right there. That's a key right there. Listen to the counsel of God. Listen to God. There's so many voices around you. Glory to God, telling you to go this way and that way. But you listen to the Spirit of God. You listen to the Word of God. You patiently endure. Because God's going to make it so that you're going to get the crown. You're going to get there. You're going to get there because Jesus never fails. Amen. The Lord loves you. He's looking out for you. He's sending instructions to you. Glory to God. So why? Because he cares. And he's going to bring you out. And what he said about you and what he planned for you, he's going to make sure that's what's going to come to pass. Amen. That's what's going to come to final fruition. What he says. Amen. Who you think been upholding you all these years? He has. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ain't God good? God is a good God. Well, look here. I'm out of time already, and we're getting warmed up, and I'm out of time. Huh? Glory to God. Have faith in God. That's what Jesus said. He said, have faith in God. Have faith in God that he's going to bring you through. Amen? Have faith in God that no matter what your trouble is, he can handle it, and he can bring you past that trouble. Uh-oh, I'm over time. God bless you. The Bible has the answer, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.